It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 731. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message on Skype. The name is Mike Tech Show, all one word. Haven't had many voicemails, so everybody who's stuck at home and you're working from home, get on and record, you know, pull out the microphone and record a question or a comment, you know, save it as an MP3, email me, or just use leave a voicemail on the Skype message line and I will put it in the show. Haven't had many voicemails. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow, and also facebook.com/MikeTechShow. This show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com. You can use the promo code MikeTechShow for your free 15-day trial. You can also go directly to instanthousecall.com. And remember, you can get your first 3 months at half price by mentioning you heard it on the Mike Tech Show. Also, want to thank Magnus Box for being a sponsor of the Mike Tech Show. Secure, reliable, single source for all of your online backups. They are HIPAA compliant. You can get your first 3 months free at Magnus Box by mentioning you heard it on the Mike Tech Show. He has a big announcement that Mike, the owner, has been touting on Facebook. There's a new backup plan now for all the partners that are signing up for Magnus Box. It's called Magnus Box One, the new plan. It combines their two plans into one. It makes it easier for techs to sign up, and it is even more affordable. With Magnus Box One, they are officially launching their partnership with their new data center in Texas that offers faster speeds than ever before. There's also lots of new features that are in the works that are going to be coming to be part of their new Magnus Box One plan for partners. This is your one source for whether it's a workstation, a server, whether it's Linux, Mac, Windows. It works across all platforms. It is easy to get reports and to track whether the backup is successful or not. And it's also easy to restore. I have so many stories I don't want to of successful restores from backups that I look like a miracle worker for my clients, and it has been fabulous. Check it out. Test drive, get a demo, and then you'll be signing up, and your first 3 months, you can get half price. All right, tonight's show. I am going to talk about one story, a client move, then Microsoft Teams, Windows 10 update that you need to be aware of. Now, I've had clients that have had an issue. I've had a lot of clients that haven't had an issue, but I just want to make you aware of this one particular update in the last batch of updates. And then Windows 10 speed up tips. This is direct from Maximum PC that I have a download for the PDF of the 6 pages, and we're just going to review that and go over them quickly, where some are simple and they're easy. You've already done them. We've already probably discussed them in past shows, but there might be something you learn. And to have them all in a nice PDF of 6 pages, you know, something to take a look at. So let's begin with the client move story. The last show, I talked about how busy I was going to be last Friday. And yes, we were. My three sons, Michael Jr., Ryan, Tyler, all worked with me with a client where we had to move their technology to a temporary space. They have to leave this building. They were going to leave by April 1st, but because of the coronavirus and everything happening, they got a temp area and they had to be out by the 30th of this month. Now, this temp area is not big, and we got 7 workstations and a server that we got to fit. They put some temporary tables up. There is Comcast in the room where my son was on site last Thursday, and it was really great that Comcast actually ran the whole line directly to the suite. My son was there, tested, everything going good. Now we got to move everything. We have a half rack. We have our vehicles. I have my Highlander and the one COO and his son each have a Jeep Cherokee, so the Grand Cherokee, so they're bigger. They got a lot of room. So we have the room, and now we're boxing. So we're wrapping all of them, and we're not doing like a heavy wrap. We're just doing like bubble wrap around the monitors and then getting everything into a big box. So now it takes us 2.5 hours, and we get everything wrapped. We get the rack emptied, and we take all the doors off, the sides and the front and back door off. We get the rack into one of the vehicles. We get all the boxes, get them all loaded, have a caravan just literally only a mile away. We get to the site. We empty everything into just boxes and get them into the area. Now we got to set it up. So we have some temporary tables we have to lay out. Now, I disagreed with this process because they didn't have the desks moved. And I thought we should have packed up the computers the night before movers are going to move the desks. We wait till the movers move the desks. Then we start unpacking and setting up the computers. Client made it worse because they were unsure of when the movers were going to be coming to actually move all the desks, furniture, cabinets. And because of that, they needed remote access to all the systems. And they had to get them out of there because they were doing construction on the second floor, the new owners, and there's literally dust coming in. There's no heat in their original office. It's a mess. So I understood. I was like, okay. So we end up doing everything twice, but then there's going to be a third time. So we're exhausted. By the time we get everything run, we're running temporary network cables where we're using little clips to go around things to get them off the ground. We get everything running. Today is the day the movers are actually moving and they need help. So my son, Michael, and my son, Ryan, I did not go over. And by the way, the whole day we were all masked and gloved and gloves ripping because of all the work and moving. But I brought literally a box of gloves. We all had masks. I had plenty of hand sanitizers. Everything got wiped, Clorox down both times. So I don't believe there was any chance of us catching anything. Plus, we were moving into a building that there was nobody there. The offices were empty. So I believe we were safe. Today, Michael and Ryan now had to move all of the computers off the temporary table onto the desk and then move the desks back. So this was a lot of physical work. But I was surprised they were only 4 hours today, the two of them. So that was really good. That's done. But remember, this is a temporary space. There's going to be another move in a couple months when they get their final place. And we're going to have to do this all again. This is insane. So now, tomorrow, I have another client that literally a couple months ago had to get out of the facility and they're in a temporary space. And now 3 weeks from tomorrow, there's going to be another move they're moving into an old church that was purchased, and there's a lot of work that has to be done in that church, and there's no way that it's going to be done before the move, and I'm going to have to get them cabled and done. So there was a move to a temporary area. There'll be a move to a temporary area in the church before there's another move into the final place in the church. It's crazy, but it's also crazy billable hours for me. So, and then, by the way, next Thursday, there's another move that's a lot smaller. The networking, and this is for a CPA firm that's moving. I have never seen this many moves that is just coincidental happening during this whole episode with the COVID-19 happening. So now you got that in the mix to try to manage all of this. So, and I'm trying to keep my distance as best I can. So I'm just trying to be the supervisor, network design person. Wait, that's not going to work unless we put a switch over there and put something there. So I'm just keeping preserving the networking infrastructure wherever we're going and trying to do minimal physical work. Anyway, I took up so much time on the move and I didn't even have that scheduled for talking about, but since everything just kind of came to a head and finished today, but they're up and running. Everything's great. I was doing the final check before I went live tonight where I made sure instant house call was available in every system. The synchro agent, I could see it within my RMM. Everything looks good. The clients, all their sub accounts are working, so they don't have to go physically into the office, which I hear is a good thing. I haven't been there today, but they said there's like no room for human beings to walk because the temp area is so small. We just got like physical workstations that people will remote into. Just thought that was funny. Microsoft Teams. Now it's interesting. As we were starting the show, Winston Wolf disagreed. He didn't. He's in the chat. He does not like Microsoft Teams. I have clients that are successfully using it, and it's something you should learn and embrace for clients that need to collaborate together, where they need to edit the same Excel document. You can have posts where people can post who are allowed within a particular topic, and then you can separate into channels. And don't worry, I'm going to have great links to videos for training that are free right from Microsoft. But Teams is free. Now, you can pay $5 a month to get the pro, but look at the Office 365 plan you have, because if you have Office 365 Premium, that's included. So take a look. Teams can replace Zoom for being able to have meetings, to be able to have a built-in chat. Anybody who's part of a team, they can communicate. You can share files quickly. You can also, for each channel, and a channel I have as a project. So right now I have MHS Consulting, and my son and I have been playing with this so we could get ahead of the curve for a couple clients, and we now have two clients on Teams that are very small companies, and they're using it. We have two bigger companies going live next week, where we're doing some work tomorrow and over the weekend, getting everything set up for them, that they, one is house inspections, radon inspection, and there's a lot of collaboration on different projects and sites. Another one is teams of auditors that audit banks and other entities, and they need to work together. So that one, we're upgrading them from Office 2010. They got the business Office 365 that we are now remoting into. We'll instant house call into each one, uninstall Office 2010, install Office 365, and then get teams up and get them logged in. And they're learning how to use it. You have to decide how you're going to divide your hierarchy into the topics. Is it going to be by department? Is it going to be by a project? Is it going to be by client? You have a lot of freedom. And then under those, you have channels under each different team. And I have a project right now So I have a team for this one client, and then a channel is the project of rolling out Office 365. So in there, I put files that have all the cell phone numbers of all the users where we got to call and schedule when we're going to log in. I also have all of their Microsoft accounts and their logins. Winston's chiming in. After you do 2010, after you uninstall it, yes, you absolutely have to reboot. Then you install Office 365. And I learned that the hard way. So, by the way, and you know, October, and it's going to be interesting because everything happening is Microsoft going to extend the life for security updates of Office 2010, which is scheduled to go end of life this coming October. So I have a ton of clients that are ready that they have to go to Office 365 anyway. They just have no choice. They have to do it. So now, because of this, and because of the integration of Teams with Office 365, it makes, because of this situation, a natural upgrade, taking them to Office 365 and rolling out Teams. You need to add products and services that you can sell, or at least sell your time in setting it up. Even if you're not reselling the Office 365 product, then you got the labor to install it and do it. Do some handholding for rolling out Teams. This is an opportunity if you haven't embraced it, because we were just too busy and didn't have a chance to really explore Teams. So last week, I forced my son and I, as we were rolling it out for a client, we also were rolling it out for ourselves, where we did some video calls and some audio and chatting. I will say this, the chat function is interesting. Even though, if you're looking at the video, the desk behind me is where my son sits. He could be on the phone, on his headset with a client, but maybe has a question where normally he would hit, he would excuse himself, hold on a second, hit mute, and then ask me a question, or me to him. So now, we each have Teams, and we're in the same room, but if we're on phone calls, we can still chat with each other, and he might have a quick question, and I can just answer it. That's kind of cool. Now, I mean, there's lots of ways you can chat, but I'm just giving you one simple example of how we're using it. But what I like is the central place for some links to, like, the training videos that we're sharing a lot. Links to the having the files that contain all the project information. And we haven't even explored the wiki that you can also dive into for each channel. You have to check it out. It's free. You just sign in with your Microsoft account. And if you don't have a Microsoft account, you got to create one. And that's free to create. For tonight's show, the links will be as follows. Microsoft Teams to either sign up for free or sign in. The links to the Microsoft Office 365 Training Center, where you can get training videos on all the Office products. And then the third link, Microsoft Teams Video Training. And some of these are only a couple minutes. And you're going to quickly, even the first video, which I think is only a minute, to for a quick start, I believe even that minute is enough of an overview to give you an idea of what Teams is all about. So I want everybody check that out. If you, especially now, if you have some time, you want to take on some new skill sets and products that you can offer and be able to make some money with the consulting behind it and being able to roll it out. All right, something I got on my feed. I use News 365 on my iPad, and I have a lot of technology links. And this was I found on April 19th, so only a couple days ago, Windows 10 KB4549951 update is causing blue screen of death, Bluetooth and Wi-Fi issues and random system crashes. Now, I had a client with random system crashes, had this, and that's what you do is you uninstall the update and you will be able to continue, but sometimes not. So you got to be really careful about this. And this is from Patch Tuesday, and this is anybody that has 1909 and 1903. And I know what some people are saying. Man, I'm still at 1803. Microsoft extended the life of that. Yeah, you're right. You wouldn't have been impacted by this, but you also are at risk for security, that you want to be at the latest, greatest, but you don't want to be the latest, greatest on the bleeding edge the minute it is available. It's very hard to make that decision. Do you hold off on updates? So I have my two test systems that I keep on the bleeding edge of updates because I want to know. And they're two very different computers. And I want to know what can possibly happen. And even then, it's not a good test because, you know, it could be a driver conflict with a particular chipset or video card, or there's a million things that can go wrong with an update. And I've only got two examples here. But at least if it's something big, major, I see it, you know, we can go to our RMM and withhold that update happening across the board for our clients. And that can make life very, very easy because there's some great scripts out there that we use for Synchro that were a part of the community of scripts. So I didn't even have to write it, and we can take advantage of that. So anyway, be aware of this particular update. I will have a link to the description of all of the different blue screen of death issues. And real a lot of complaints was Bluetooth breaking and Wi-Fi breaking. And they were bigger than the complaints of the blue screen of death. The last topic for tonight is a Windows 10 general tips for speeding up and tweaking Windows 10. Some of them obviously are not going to apply. A lot of them are obvious and we know, but there might be some that you're going to learn something. If you go to miketechshow.com in the show notes for this show, 731, when I post it up, there will be a link to the PDF of exactly the 6 pages that I'm going to review right now. Tip 1, keep Windows fully up to date. That's obvious. And we just talked about updates. I love the description of number 2. Shut Cortana up. Get her out of here. Getting rid of Cortana, I completely agree. I got enough things firing up. I had to shut off Siri the other day because of things that were happening on the TV. I have to be careful not to use the word Alexa. You know, when we talk about her, we use the word robot, so she doesn't go off. I don't need another one. Oh, and as I mentioned her name, she just went off in the background. All right, number 3, disable startup apps. This is the fundamental, quintessential first thing that should be done on a system is to hit Control-Alt-Delete, look at Task Manager, go to startups, and go down and disable as many things as you can. So disabling startup apps is critical. Disable background apps under the privacy settings is number 4. Number 5, uninstall unwanted applications. No brainer. You absolutely have to do that. Update device drivers. Now this, I'm always on the fence. I'm always afraid of if it's running and you're happy and everything is good, update the device drivers. Now, this is a Carrie Holzman influence to me because he updates to the latest, greatest all the time, no matter what. I'm sort of in between. So my graphic drivers I want updated. So, certainly any third-party applications or anything I'm running, I'm always updating. But I have been looking into that, and I have been updating device drivers. So that one's a tough one. Log in faster. Number seven, they go over how to set up your PIN. Okay. You know, not bad. Number eight, check your power plan. Absolutely. We do this in our pre-checklist for every system we sit down or any system that we're doing Windows 10. I keep everything to the max power and making sure nothing is being reduced or going into a hibernation, going into the any kind of go to sleep, like your network drivers, your network of device, NIC cards, Wi-Fi adapters. I don't want my the power management. I don't want them going to sleep. The only thing I allow is maybe the monitor to shut off in a couple hours. Disable tips, number nine. So this goes into how you can actually, under system settings, under notifications, and just toggle off the slider bar, get tips and tricks. That's an easy one. 10, manage your temperatures better, okay, using a hardware monitor and keeping an eye. Number 11, create a restore point and restore your system. They always recommend that you should have that under securities and system protection. You definitely want to make sure you're creating restore points. And certainly anytime I'm going to do anything big, I'm doing that. Number 12, track CPU usages at all times. Well, if things are getting slow, bring up Task Manager and look at the CPU and look at the memory, is what's being consumed. This is how I discovered I got an RMM alert from Synchro on my system. I get an email that my computer was using over 90% of its memory, and it was Firefox, the offending app. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I have 64 gigs of RAM in my computer. You mean this app is running away at 90%? That's why last show I talked about fixing Firefox CPU and memory usage. Check for malware. No question. That's number 13. You got to do that. Use Task Manager better. This is where we've just mentioned this, where you bring it up. You can check CPU, GPU, RAM. Disable resume apps on startup. And this is in the account settings under sign-in options. At the bottom of the page, there's a slider for reopening your apps after an update or restart. It tries to resume the active programs. I hate that. So make sure you take care of that. Number 16, free up drive space. That's easy, and you should go through. Now, I like the program called Tree Size Free, which is great at letting you know what's taking up space. And you should download that. Check it out. Check your system health with Performance Monitor. That's easy to take a look at. Track your temperatures. Here's one. Number 19, disable syncing. Windows 10 has a bit of a digital hard on for syncing everything. Whether that's read this, where you can go to sync settings, and this is what was causing a terrible problem for one of my clients, where they were sharing a Microsoft account login, and as one person changed their background, the background changed for the other person. That was driving me crazy, and it was a sync setting. So disable that. Number 20, disable visual effects. That can keep things running. 21, use Ready Boost. Here, we're going to specify tips that are only really useful for older or super budget systems with limited hardware, such as hard drives instead of SSDs or less than 8 gig of RAM. I will not roll out a system with, it's got to have a solid state drive, an 8 gig of RAM, and a Core i5. They are my minimum system configurations for running Windows 10. Interesting, number 22, they want you to run defrag for a hard drive. That's only for mechanical drives. Do not run a defrag on a solid state drive. You go to the manufacturer's website of your solid state drive and download the utility program for that particular drive. So all my drives are Samsung or Intel in my system that I'm using right now. So I have the Intel SSD optimizer, and then I have the Samsung Magic program that will keep my SSD tuned and optimized. 23, disable search indexing. Be careful. I have programs that sometimes need the indexing. So disable hardware acceleration on a mouse. Number 24. 25, block auto updates in game launchers. This is now revert game version. That was number 26. 27, disable focus assist. These are all for gamers. Keep 28, keep your GPU drivers up to date. 29, enable game mode. I will never do that. Install DirectX 12, number 30. And then upgrade your drive, 31. So SSDs, I agree. Whatever the fastest, biggest SSD that you can afford, that's what you want in your system. Number 32, more memory. Yes, I believe if you're a gamer, you should have 16 gig of RAM. And even a lot of regular systems now, 16 gig seems to be the sweet spot. Me, 32, and crazy for the beast that I'm using now, I wanted 64 gig of RAM. Tip 33, move beyond integrated graphics. Rocketing a new budget system with integrated graphics is no bad thing. Modern APUs are great, but with Intel's 10th generation Iris Plus chips headed to desktops eventually, integrated graphics are in a great place right now. That's interesting because there's something else. The integrated graphics also has to take RAM to use, where right now my GPU is an NVIDIA and it's got 6 gigs on the video card. It's slightly older. I'm not a gamer, so that's not as important to me. But definitely take a look at section 33, or at least, 33. 34, there you go. Don't defrag SSDs. 35, RAM disks aren't that useful. That is correct. Just forget about RAM disks. Now, 36, it says don't tweak power plans on the desktop. I disagree with that 100%. I believe you should tweak the power plan and you should maximize everything on it. 37, and this is the last tip, don't reinstall Windows. That should be your last ditch effort. You have no other choice. I believe in doing everything you can to fix whatever errors happening, whatever crash happened, go back to a system restore point, do everything you can. Now, my son and I work on, and I've talked about this, we kind of have a 2-hour. If we can't fix the problem in 2 hours, can we just nuke and pave it? Yeah. Do we have a backup of everything? Just do a FABS or whatever we can, get a backup. Even if we got to clone the disk, and then we can also, mount the clone and get whatever we want from it. I don't want to spend more than 2 hours to solve a problem. That's my stake in the sand. If we're going to go beyond that, then we're better off redoing the system, because reinstalling Windows 10 is like 15 minutes. So it's not that bad. It's getting all the drivers, loading all the software, that's where the mess is. So the question now, I have spent many, many hours. If it's my time to waste, if it's a personal problem on a personal machine or laptop that I own, I may, just as the challenge, I want to solve the problem. So I will spend endless hours trying to solve something just for the sake. I will not let the computer win. I must solve it. So those missions are the only ones that I allow to go beyond 2 hours. If it's not our personal computer or, quote, a relative or friend's computer where we can spend the time, we're not billing it, and we have the time to check out things, yes, I will do it. But if it's a client system and they're having particular errors, perfect example today. Laptop came into the shop. It's not a shop. Although, I got to admit, even though we have the gloves, the mask, neighbors must be scared of the different cars that come up and bring a little case or computer or something and then dropping it at the front door, walking away, and then we open the front door, pick it up, and bring it in. Today, we received a laptop. I forget the brand even, but my son quickly researched. It was 7 beeps. My son researched it online. The 7 beeps mean the CPU's shot. That's it. That thing's never going to boot. And this is an older laptop. There was no way we're going to spend any more money. So I had him call the client and say, your laptop's dead. You need a new one. We will take the hard drive out and recover all the data for you. And he says, oh, thank you. So we only spent 1 billable hour on recovering all of his data. And he came this afternoon and I gave him his laptop, the hard drive. As soon as he gets another laptop, then he'll bring that. And I already have his data here on our server. So I'll restore the data using Fab's Auto Backup 7 Pro, which is what I use to grab everything. And that I love, love, love that program. And so a plug for that software. I can't live without it. And used it today to get all the backup of the settings and data from the laptop hard drive, where I just stuck it in a dock, ran Fabs, boom, have it. We'll run Fabs back when he brings a new laptop. Or if I can find some reasonable laptops, something we were talking about in the pre-show, I need a source. I got to get access to laptops, and webcams have been just, you know, man, it's hard to get them in a reasonable time. The best way to support the Mike Tech Show and Tech Vets, Carrie Holzman and myself, share an Amazon link that your price stays the same. You click on the link, it takes you to Amazon, add your items into your cart. When you check out and you pay for that, when it ships, we get a very small commission, but it adds up and it makes a difference. And we really need your help. And everything that you're buying from Amazon, and I know you got to be buying tons of stuff from Amazon, because this is it. During this time, this is our link to the world and getting different products and supplies in. It's Amazon. Use our link. Remember to use that every time you go there. We really appreciate that from the bottom of our hearts. Carrie and I thank you. Instant house call for remote access for your clients, sub accounts, so your clients can access their workstation remotely during this time. That's it. That's the product. Guaranteeing your clients for backups. The new Magnus Box One plan. You got to check it out at magnusbox.com. Check out the demo. Tell them you heard it on the Mike Tech Show. That is it. I hope to see everybody next week. Stay safe. Keep the social distancing. No matter all the noise that you're hearing on TV and radio and everything, and I don't care what side you're on, the blue side, the red side, I don't care what state or what country you're in, use common sense, think about it, protect it, wear your mask, wear your gloves, keep your social distancing, because I want you here listening forever, and I want to be here doing the Mike Tech Show forever, and that's how we can make that happen. Stay safe, everybody. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.